I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is your Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, or live streaming on the internet at kkxx.net. So if you want to listen to this show and you get better reception in the car, but now you're at the office, you can just plug in your headphones and sneak over, open a tab to kkxx.net, and it will just play right there, and you can keep listening all to all your heart's content. We also air the show right now at 12:30, but also at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And if you have been listening regularly, you would also know that on Mondays, I'm also the Monday host, but that show is a little bit of a different format. That show is live call-in. So think, but don't really apply, like Dr. Laura Schlesinger. We're very different people, but kind of the same format that she has. But this show is only 30 minutes. Please call in, though. I'm really having a hard time getting people to remember that Monday's show is live and to call. That number is 894-7325. Write it on a post-it, text yourself, do whatever you need to do. 894-7325. And I do that under the fact that I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF 69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. Joe is a licensed marriage and family therapist. I have my master's degree in counseling psychology. I finished that back in 2009. Anyways, that's enough about our Monday show. Monday show, Monday show, Monday show. I just want you guys to remember Monday show, a little repetition. So a little bit that happened this last week on Wednesday, I went in to Skyway Surgery Center and Dr. Philip Jones out of Paradise cut open my femur, not my whole femur, just some of the skin, and he took out some screws that have been bothering me for so long. I was in a car accident when I was 21. My little boy was only 1.5, and it was by the grace of God that I lived and by the grace of God that he wasn't in the car. They said that anybody else who had been in the car would have died, and they didn't know how I even survived. It was just terrible, terrible, terrible. I woke up in ICU, and I remember the room being so dark and the nurses being really mad at me because apparently I had zero short-term memory. And I kept waking up and freaking out and asking where my little boy was. Where's my baby? Where's my baby? And they would tell me he's fine. And they would explain to me that I was in a car accident. And then I'd kind of like conk out, I guess. I don't remember. And I'd wake back up and we would play that whole thing all over again. The only one that I remember was that my pastor and his wife were there. And she had been in the room when all of that was happening, and she was just done. She was just done with the nurses, and it's ICU. They don't let babies in ICU or 1.5-year-old toddlers. And she went out to the lobby, grabbed my son, and just bullied her way. They wouldn't let him in the room, but they let her stand in front of the door and so that I could see him. And from there forward, I have memory. And so it was a couple days in ICU and a few days in orthopedics before they sent me home. And it took me months to, it took forever to relearn to walk. And it was just this terrible accident. And I had a rod down my femur and screws holding that thing in place. And it was all supposed to be taken out a year later. But a year later, I was going through a divorce because my husband was kind of violent. And so it was just a nightmare. It was just a nightmare time of my life, right? And the Lord just brought me through all of that. And now my little boy is 16 and he is learning to drive. And I just got to have a surgery by a believer who one of the nurses who is now a therapist recommended him to me, and he's a believer according to her. And we removed the hardware, or not all of it, but the stuff that was hurting, the screws at the bottom of my femur were just, I felt them every time I walked, every time I sat down and I stood back up, and I was weight bearing mostly on my left foot to remove the pain. And I just want to say that God is so good. He is just so, so good. And part of that, this is leading somewhere, I promise, is that I have had my own EMDR, is a type of, it's called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And what it does is it takes a memory that you have, it's a really terrible traumatic memory, and you do this stuff with your therapist, and it takes the punch out. So I remember, I don't remember the accident at all still. I still, it doesn't bring back any memories, and thank God, because I don't want to remember what I can't remember about that. But I don't panic when I'm in cars anymore. And I panic maybe a little bit here and there when people slam their brakes on in front of me if I'm a passenger. But it has just changed my life amazingly. And so now that I'm a therapist, I went and got accredited at providing this to other people. And I have a colleague and friend who also does EMDR with her clients. And I just thought we could have a wonderful session here on the air with you guys talking about the beauty and the benefit of EMDR. So let me introduce her. Her name is Tara Donnell. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She also works over at Chico Creek Counseling with Joe Taylor and myself. It's the three of us there right now. And we're just a bunch of people who are therapists and also believers and just love helping people. God put it on our heart to help do his work in helping people heal their relationships and the sorrow. So before we talk to Tara about EMDR, she has just a couple of minutes left because I rambled, and she's going to tell you a little bit about who she is as a person and what got her into the field of psychotherapy.
Well, thank you, Jessica. That was a nice introduction. Thank you so much for letting me be on your show. And we're going to go to commercial break. I can see it. So I'll be back to chat more.
All right, guys. We will talk faster this next session. Please listen to these commercials. They're really great people who sponsor this show. And stay tuned and talk with Tara Donnell, licensed marriage and family therapist, and me, Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist intern, in the next segment. Thank you. Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life? It's so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
Hello and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life? It's so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now. Also your Monday host. Don't forget to listen on Monday. It's live, and call me at 894-7325. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, the internet. I have my own website. And you can send me questions through email or Twitter or Facebook, and I will just read those on the air because you don't always have time to remember to call. And I just want to be able to talk and help you guys. All right, so this is Tara Donnell. Tara, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got into psychotherapy and why you love EMDR.
Okay, well, I, like yourself, am a mother. I have three children, a little boy he's not little anymore. He's going to be 10 soon. And then I have twins that will be 5 next month. So they are the joys of my life, and I really love being a mother, but I also love being a therapist. So I graduated from Chico State in 2001 and have been practicing ever since. And I feel I was led or guided into therapy, that I was actually born to be a therapist. It's just how I've always felt, even before I went to graduate school. Always my friends would come to me and tell me all their troubles, or my coworkers, or everybody, my family. So it was just natural to me to transition into being licensed and being a therapist. And so I just enjoy helping people, you know, to feel better. And this is why I'm so passionate about EMDR right now, because as a therapist, I've had my own therapy and I've had EMDR and found it to be extremely successful. And I thought, I have got to get trained and learn this because it's so effective. It can work in you need a shorter amount of sessions usually than regular talk therapy. And you experience such relief. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I've got to get this training. So I did.
And I kind of feel like people who eschew the idea of talk therapy, there are people out there who kind of think of, who's that Woody Allen who's been going for 20 years or whatever.
Right.
And they think of talk therapy as this big kind of convoluted thing. It's easier for them to wrap their head around the idea of EMDR because you're not sitting there with, you don't ever lay on a couch at ours. I mean, I guess you could lay on our couches, but it's not the standard.
Right.
But
right.
People picture you laying on the couch and then like Sigmund Freud saying, And so that's kind of intimidating. But when you think about EMDR, you think about that you're doing this special tactic or technique in order to take the punch out of some of these really hurtful things so that you don't react out of emotion, but rather you get to live your life without having all of those things attacking you emotionally.
Right.
And I think that that's easier for people to kind of digest, don't you think?
I do. And I think the beauty of EMDR is that you don't have to necessarily come in session after session and tell, you know, relive your traumas or these things over and over. So it can be very effective for people that are, you know, firefighters or police officers or people that have been in at war who don't want to come and sit and rehash all those experiences every time and yet can get relief from the trauma that they've had by doing the eye movements in the session and process that and heal and feel better.
All right. So let's let our listeners hear a little about, you mentioned eye movements. Mm-hmm. So let's let them hear a little bit about, they say, I want to go see Tara Donnell, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling for therapy, for EMDR. What, kind of walk us through what that would look like from calling you to set the appointment to relief.
Okay. Well, of course I would have them come in and we would do a very thorough assessment. So I wouldn't just jump in and do an EMDR session that day. There is prep work involved. There's a few sessions that you'd need to meet with me to go over, just like I said, a thorough assessment in history. And then I would also walk you through some other exercises for relaxation and stress management. And then we would do the EMDR. So once we get to the EMDR part, I would feel out with you what kind of bilateral stimulation you would need that would work best. So that can be eye movements where you are, it's kind of like your eyes are pushing my fingers back and forth.
Left and right.
Left to right. Thank you. It's hard. I'm on the radio, so there's no visual. Okay. So I sit, you know, in front of you and you will be watching my fingers go back and forth. It's not hypnosis. That can be a common misconception. I'm not hypnotizing you at all. So, and I can continue telling you just a little bit more when we come back.
All right, guys, we have one more commercial break, and then we have a few more minutes of our show, and then we'll be done. So if you want to learn more about EMDR and Tara Donnell at Chico Creek Counseling, please stay tuned, because this might be something that you can relieve one or two of your things that you've been hurting, even dental anxiety. Oh, shudder, shudder, shudder. Okay, well, stay tuned. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my
life? It's so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of... Welcome back, Chico and Winters, Davis, Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, all of the places. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to 104.5 FM, 930 AM, or kkxx.net live streaming online. And if you missed part of this or you want to hear it again, then you can go to our website, kkxx.net. And when it pops up at the bottom of the screen right there, there will be a bar of options, and you'll click on podcast. A drop down will come down, the option Chico Now. You'll click on Chico Now, and then that'll take you to a screen that has the option of all five shows. So you'll hit Jessica Wilkerson, and this is only airs for the week that it's up. So if you wait 2 weeks, you'll get next week's show. It re-ups itself every week. But in the meantime, you can do that. And if you have a pen handy, I'll pause for a minute so you can grab a pen. Okay, you got that? No. Write down Tara's phone number.
Oh, my number, if you'd like to make an appointment, is 354-4568.
That's 354-4568 to meet with Tara Jonell for EMDR. So you were telling them about the bilateral stimulation. Mm-hmm. So they can either, what that is, guys, is when we have something really big happen to us. First of all, I think about a positive thing, something really happy that happened to you. And when you think about that really happy thing, it makes you smile, right? It makes you kind of feel good, like, oh, that really enjoyable thing happened in my life that day, and that I still feel happy and warm when I think about it. Well, that same thing happens when something really negative and scary or sad happens to you. The emotion gets linked with the memory. And so what EMDR does is you don't ever forget that memory, but it takes it so it pushes it from the emotion side of your brain over to your logical side of your brain, so that when you think about it, you think about what had happened, you don't have all of those negative, sad emotions. Our trainer calls it taking the punch out. It just kind of takes mm-hmm. the punch out of that memory. So you still have it. You didn't get hypnotized. You just don't have to be ruled by all of those sad, stressful, disturbing emotions anymore whenever it comes up. If somebody walks up to you and says, hey, remember that car accident you were in? You don't have to feel dread or whatever it might be happening with you. Okay, so you said they can watch your hands, but we go pretty fast. So some people who have epilepsy, or do they just get dizzy mm-hmm. with that? They don't like that one. So what are the other options that people could choose?
We can do some tapping. So I could tap on your knees, or sometimes your feet, depends on how comfortable you are with touch. And if that doesn't work, we have little tappers, these little gadgets you hold in your hand, and it makes a little sensation back and forth in each hand.
Just kind of vibrate, so, buzzes.
Bzz, yeah, exactly. Bzz, bzz. So we would tailor it to whatever you're comfortable with. And then what I would have you do is think about the traumatic experience and the feelings associated with that memory. And then we would just do the tapping and would allow your brain to come up with whatever it comes up with. There's no judgment on that. And then I would stop after a series of movements, and then you just explain anything that came to you. And then we just do it again. So you can process your trauma, in your inside your brain, and then you're not necessarily having to talk about it, but yet you're getting some relief mm-hmm. as we go through that process. So that's just the beautiful thing about EMDR, is that it helps your brain to heal on its own, because all of our brains are equipped with healing. Just like if you get a cut on your arm or you break your arm or something, you go to the doctor sets your arm, but then your arm knows how to heal. So that's what my job is as a therapist, and that's what EMDR can help you with, is that the trauma sometimes can get, it's like a little injury in your brain and it can get stuck. So I'm here to kind of set that, encourage your brain or flick the brain to get going on its own natural healing process. And then it takes care of itself and you can get relief, in just a few sessions usually.
And, you mentioned just a second ago that you don't have to relive the trauma or talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really important for people who are survivors of sexual abuse mm-hmm. because there's a lot of shame that goes along with that. A lot of people just, even though they know it wasn't their fault, mm-hmm. they're really ashamed to talk about it.
Right.
And to be able to go to a therapist who's not going to ask you to give them every single detail of what happened, mm-hmm. and you still get to have that healing and that resolution, it's just a beautiful gift.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it work before. And like I said, it's been very successful in my own life dealing with my own traumas. So I'm a believer in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the Lord, he's the Lord of healing, and mm-hmm. he created us to be able to operate this way. And it's so wonderful that the lady who invented it, she was actually naturally doing this. She was naturally moving her eyes back and forth and just realized one day that she does this thing when she's really trying to process these really hard things going on in her life. And she started asking her friends and if they do that. And the friends who had a lot more residual emotion to their stuff were people who don't naturally do that. And so mm-hmm. I think that while we all learn how to operate on certain fields, we don't always become masters at it. And so we aren't able to create that healing that God created our brain to create for itself, if mm-hmm. that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel guided towards this, that it's just where I'm supposed to be. You know, I think that God always has a purpose and that he works through us in our own way, and that I'm meant to be a therapist and EMDR is just meant for me.
One of the tools that you were supposed to use.
Absolutely.
All right, we're running out of time. So Tara's going to give you her contact information one more time. And you know how to reach me here at the radio show at 894-7325. Or you can go to our website at chicocreekcounseling.com mm-hmm. or call Tara at
354-4568. I would love to work with you and help you heal.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thanks for spending this time with us, and we'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to listen to me on Monday and call in 894-7325. Bye.